Let's discuss how much one has to drink to make a bracha achrona on drinks, and specifically how this relates to drinking from the Havdalah cup. We know that when it comes to foods, you only say a bracha achrona if you eat a kezias. A kezias b'chayach lilas pras. What's the shear for bracha achrona for drinks? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins a revis. A revis is the equivalent of 1.5 kibetzim. A revis is 3 ounces. We assume a revis is 3 ounces. Be'ezrat Hashem, in a different shear, we'll discuss 3 versus 3.3. Halacha l'maisa, we assume a revis is 3 ounces. Okay. However, Tosfos, in several places in Shas, mentions maybe the shear for making a bracha achrona on drinks is similar to the shear for food, and it's a kezias. It's Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Kavav and Yuma Daf Ayin Tes. And if you say the shear is a kezias, then a kezias is 1 ounce. Then even 1 ounce would be enough. So we paskin 3 ounces. But there is a real shita that says 1 ounce. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Yud, Seif Aleph, that one should be machmir not to drink between 1 and 3 ounces. Because if you do, it creates a suffek bracha achrona. Here's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mistapkin od b'bracha achrona shel yayin. Im mevarchin osa al kezayis, even on a kezayis. L'chein tov v'yizayar shelo lishtos el apachas mikezayis or o yosem mirevis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains. Less than a kezayis or more than a revis. In other words, either drink less than an ounce or drink more than 3 ounces. Then you have no suffek. But between 1 and 3 ounces, you have a suffek, bracha achrona. In general, in Hilchos Brachos, we like to avoid a suffek. Suffeks in Hilchos Brachos are like Rechov Ben Yehuda. There's something you want to avoid. Ah. Okay, let's continue. So this means you're sitting down for breakfast, and you're having pancakes, mizonos. You're having a drink. So either drink less than 1 ounce or more than 3 ounces. But if you drink 2 ounces, you have a suffek bracha. You have a suffek bracha achrona. If you're having a food which is a berei nefashos food, and you're saying berei nefashos anyway, then there's no problem. Let's say for breakfast you're having cornflakes. Cornflakes is berei nefashos. So it doesn't matter how much you drink, because either way you're saying berei nefashos on the cornflakes, and you have in mind the drink. So even if you drink between 1 and 3 ounces, and you have your suffek, that's okay, because lamaisa, you're saying berei nefashos anyway. But if you're not saying berei nefashos anyway, then you have a suffek, and you want to avoid the suffek. Also, let's say it's during a meal. Let's say you're having a bread meal. So during a bread meal, you bench anyway, and the benching covers whatever you eat or drink during the meal as well. And therefore, during a bread meal, you don't have to be careful to drink. You don't have to be careful to avoid drinking between 1 and 3 ounces to avoid a suffek bracha achrona, because you don't have a chiyuv brain of hashes anyway, because the benching covers it. So this applies though when you're drinking, and you're not saying you're not eating other foods that are chayiv and brain of hashes. That this happens in the shaila comes up in real life. Oh. Now this psak of the Shulchan Aruch comes up specifically when one makes Havdalah. A person makes Havdalah. Now, how much of the cup is one supposed to drink when they make Havdalah? So the halacha is amale lugmav, 1 cheekful. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Yud Gimel regarding the Kiddush cup. And the poskim assume this applies to other koshel bracha. Tzarech lishtos mikol shel kiddush kamali lugmav. Oh, and how much is that? So it's a mali lugmav v'hu rubo shel revis. That's a rove of a revis. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. So this means as follows. You make, let's say, Havdalah. You finish Havdalah. And you're supposed to drink a significant amount. A significant amount. A sip really isn't really enough. What is a significant amount? One sheikful, which equals a rovervies. How much is a rovervies? Well, if a rovervies is 3 ounces, a rovervies is a little more than 1.5 ounces. Ooh, wait a second. Once you're drinking more than 1.5 ounces, because of the halacha of koshel bracha, that you have to drink a significant amount when you make havdalah or kiddush. Now, so you drank 1.5 ounces because of the halachos of havdalah, but now you have a new issue, the issue of brachos. 1.5 ounces is between 1 and 3. So now you have a safek bracha achrona. So when you make havdalah, you don't want to just drink a mali lugmav, because that creates a safek hilchos brachos of bracha achrona. So once you drink the rover vis because of the chiyuv of havdalah, you then continue to drink and finish the revis. Learned people, B'nai Torah, drink the entire revis, not the whole cup. You don't have to drink the whole cup. You have to drink a revis, 3 ounces, and then say the bracha achrona. So it's like a two-stage process. The first step is you drink more than rover vis. Excuse me. The first step is you drink a rover vis, which is one sheikful, because of the halachos of havdalah. And the second stage is, oh, once you drink that much, you have to drink a whole, you should drink a whole revis to avoid the suffix bracha achrona. So this comes up mamish lemaisa. Now, why do I focus on havdalah? Well, when it comes to kiddush, so kiddush you say at the meal. Now, we assume that the benching covers the meal, and the benching we assume covers the wine drunk at kiddush. Since the halacha is kiddush makom suda, so the wine we drink at kiddush is linked to the suda. Therefore, the benching, which covers the suda, also covers the wine from kiddush. So regarding kiddush, we don't have this problem of the suffek bracha achrona, and therefore the issue doesn't arise. But it comes up by havdalah. Oh, so that's the halacha. This comes up a lot in real life. You want to avoid drinking between 1 and 3 ounces, either less than 1 or more than 3. And one specific place it comes up is by the cup of havdalah. Regarding kiddush, there is a bare halacha in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalid, Seif Vav. The bare halacha there writes, you have to look inside to see the explanation, that it's better at kiddush to not drink more than a mali lugmav. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's better to drink only a mali lugmav and not an entire revis when one makes kiddush. And he explains there why. And then he says, and if you do drink a whole revis, it's best to have specific kavana during benching to have in mind the wine from kiddush. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, you should always have specific intention at benching to cover the wine from kiddush. So there are 2 points to take out of that bar halacha. Number one, one should be machmir to try to have specific kavanah at benching, have in mind the wine from kiddush. And number two, the Mishnah Berurah holds it's preferable not to drink an entire revis from the kosh of kiddush. So that actually would be a difference between the kosh of kiddush and the kosh of havdalah. That's the bar halacha in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalid, Seif Vav. I wanted to add a short addendum to the shir on the bracha on orange juice. You see, according to the Chazon Ish, l'chorah the bracha is ha'etz. And even without the Chazon Ish, l'chorah the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evad yoyotzeh. So therefore, one could raise the following question. You know, you yotze if you make ha'etz on orange juice. So what if a person is having a snack of an apple and orange juice? So we, of course, would say make ha'etz on the apple and shahakal on the orange juice. Yeah, but maybe you yotze with the ha'etz on the orange juice. So what should you do? So it's interesting. I found a machokas about this. the Shilas and Tshuvas, Tshuvas and Vihanhagos from Rav Sternberg Shlita. So he says, since, according to some opinions, the Yotzei Ha'etz on the orange juice, so the best option would be to have another food that's Shahakal. Say Ha'etz on the apple. Say Shahakal on some other food, having in mind the orange juice, and then you drink the orange juice. That way you're safe. And he mentions that idea based on a Magen Avraham. This is in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Pei. Or he says, if you don't have another Shahakal available, then when you make the bracha on the apple, have specific intention not to be Yotzei on the orange juice. And then make Shahakal on the orange juice. He mentions there that it's a question whether this specific kavana to not be Yotzei works, meaning works, not that it doesn't count. And he says, we assume it doesn't count, meaning the kavana, the bracha would not count, and you can make the shahakal on the orange juice, no problem. That's his psak. I asked Rav Nevensal Shalita. He thought for a while, and he said he thinks, yes, number one, it's better to have another food that shahakal, like Rav Sternbuch said, and make the ha'etz on the apple, make a shahakal on the other food, and then have in mind the orange juice. Or, he said, if not, he thinks it's better, taka, to make the shahakal on the orange juice first, just to be safe. In other words, even though normally you make the more important bracha first, and a bracha that's more specific is more important. So ha'etz is before shahakal. But here, where there's a halachic reason to not make the ha'etz first, Rav Nevensal thought it's better to say the shahakal on the orange juice and then make the ha'etz on the apple. So those are two approaches. I think the more common practice is, well, I think most people aren't aware of the whole issue. Halacha l'maisa, either option is acceptable from these two great poskim. But the issue comes up because we take the shita of the Chazon Ish seriously, and as we explained, the Mishnah Berurah holds b'diavad yotzei with ha'etz on orange juice. What's fascinating is that there's a sefer called Orchas Rabbeinu. It was written by a close Talmud of the Stipler, Zatzal, and he wrote down many, many, many hanhagos of the Stipler, and since the Stipler was the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, he also included hanhagos of the Chazon Ish. So there, at the end of Chelek Aleph of Orchas Rabbeinu, at the end, in the Hosafos at the end, he writes that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is made that when they brought grapefruit juice to the Chazon Ish, he himself said Shahakol. Fascinating. And I found in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, Rav Mandelbaum Shlita Sefer on Hilchos Bracha, that's the classic Hilchos Bracha Sefer in Hebrew, he writes in the back that he thinks even the Chazon Ish might agree that the bracha is shahakal. You see, the Chazon Ish there is discussing primarily inyanei shemitah, inyanei shvi'is. And he also mentions the idea of brachos. And Rav Sternberg and Rav Mandelbaum, Zos HaBracha, maintains that the Chazon Ish maintains his shita primarily regarding shemitah, but not by brachos, and the Chazon Ish himself might agree that the bracha would be shahakal. And that comment of Zos HaBracha fits with the edus of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and this makes the whole topic even more complicated. What exactly was the Chazon Ish's shita? Well, so today's addendum was that based on the Chazon Ish's shita, which might or might not be his actual shita, we have this chumrah regarding a snack of an apple with orange juice. The best option is bracha on the apple, separate bracha on a different shahakal, then drink the orange juice. Or one of the two options we mentioned before from Rav Sternbuch and from Rav Nevensal. Okay, we'll stop here with the addendum.